All Marylanders know their state flower, the lovely and prolific Black-Eyed Susan. Designated our state flower in 1918, Black-Eyed Susans are native to North America and thrive east of the Rocky Mountains. They are one of the most popular wildflowers grown in our country and tend to blanket open fields, often surprising walkers, runners, and drivers with their golden yellow beauty. One of the longest lasting of our nation's wildflowers, Black-Eyed Susans will continue to blossom until the first frost. Snails and slugs both eat the leaves of this plant, while rabbits and deer eat the entire thing, stem and all. Members of the sunflower family, Black-Eyed Susans can grow more than 3 feet tall. And because they grow quickly in sunny locations with just about any kind of soil, they have been called poor land daisies. Vast swaths of these flowers have made wastelands less wasteful. They are true sun worshippers that love bright sunlight, and from June to October, they are colorful congregation spots for bees and butterflies near roadsides and in vacant lots. Black-Eyed Susans are also known as pioneer plants, advancing ahead of other plants and sinking their roots into a fresh field. For instance, if a fire burns down part of a forest, this plant will be one of the first to start growing. Because of this, Black-Eyed Susans are an important component in preventing erosion in critical areas like road cuts and hillsides. But what about the name Black-Eyed Susan? Was there ever a Susan? Who was she? Were her eyes black? Turns out, our state flower's name has a storied history. When the English colonists came to our shores and saw fields of these beautiful golden flowers with dark conical centers, they named the flower for a popular 18th century ballad by English writer John Gay. In the song, a young maiden, with tragic black circles around her eyes from crying, seeks to find her lost love, whom she called Sweet William. Black-Eyed Susan, the legend says, boards a ship in the harbor and miraculously finds him. But, after their glorious reunion, the ship's captain tells the couple that Susan must leave without William as they are departing for a long sea voyage. The bittersweet tale became a legend of love in English folklore. Colonists brought another flower over with them, a red and white dianthus, which they called Sweet William. And gardeners often cite the tradition of keeping the lovers together when they plant the two side by side. The flowers bloom at exactly the same time. Also, both Black-Eyed Susans and Sweet Williams employ a biennial strategy of growth. Rather than be an annual, like jewelweed, or a perennial, like Virginia bluebells, these two flowers live for 2 years. In the first year, the plant grows a rosette, which is a group of leaves growing from the center, low to the ground. In the second year, the plant sends up flower stalks with the warm, colorful petals we're all familiar with. At the end of the second year, the plant dies. But the love story doesn't end there. Butterflies, bees, and birds are highly attracted to Black-Eyed Susans when planted in large color masses, creating a beautiful spectacle like in Irvine's meadows right now. Those who walk out to Irvine's gazebo will be rewarded with a stupendous view of Black-Eyed Susans and other wildflowers native to Maryland. For more about amazing plants like this one, check out the Native Plant Seminar happening at Irvine on August 23rd, or visit www.explorenature.org/the-nature-of-things. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of the Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.